Next up, the chief executive of the Northern Ireland Federation of Housing Associations has said he believes housing executive rents will have to rise. Talking to the digital magazine The View, Cameron Watt said, "I think housing executive rents will have to increase significantly, whether the stock is retained in the public sector or spun out to a new or existing housing association." Cameron is with us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Sorry for keeping you, as I was talking about my potholes.
No problem.
So talk us through this. What's going to happen?
Well, for some time now, the Housing Executive have been working with DSD to look at options for reforming the landlord side of the Housing Executive. And endless consultants have been brought in. A huge amount of work has been done. And they've commissioned the surveyors, Savills, to look at the condition of the stock. And we don't have the detailed findings of that survey. It's not in the public domain yet, but some headline numbers have emerged. And Savills have concluded that there's an investment requirement to basically bring all the housing executive homes up to a good standard and to keep them at that standard. There's an investment requirement of $6.7 billion over the next 30 years. And over the next 5 years, there's an investment.
Did you say billion there?
Billion, yeah.
And over throughout the UK?
No, in Northern Ireland, just for the housing executive stock, there's an investment requirement of £6.7 billion required over the next 30 years.
Well, over 30 years. Hold on.
Yes, and over the next 5 years, it's £1.5 billion, which is still significant. And
Let's slow down here. £6 billion over 5 years?
No, so £6.7 billion over the next 30 years for the housing executive stock to be brought up to a good standard.
How much over the next 5 years?
£1.5 billion. So that's still, you know, £1,500 million. Now, obviously, a lot of the housing executive homes are of a good standard, but there's many that require a huge amount of investment, sometimes tens of thousands of pounds per home. And, you know, the only way that we're going to be able to that the housing executive, I think, are going to be able to get the investment that's required is by raising rents. And I think there's an increasing kind of consensus that the rents of the housing executive are out of step with all the comparators, both in Northern Ireland but also across the UK. If you look at council housing rents in England, they're on average £20 a week higher. If you look at council housing rents in Wales, they're over £10 a week higher. So any of the comparators would suggest that actually the housing executive rents have been, maybe for reasons of, you know, political expediency, the housing executive rents have been depressed at an artificially and an unsustainably low level for too long. And that means that the stock, you know, much of the stock is deteriorating, and we can't allow that to continue. If we want to ensure people have a good, safe, warm home to live in, then we're going to have to find the investment, and a lot of that is going to have to come from rents.
Tell you what, I'd love to see where the executive's going to get $1.6 billion from over the next 5 years.
Well, I think rents will have to increase. I appreciate that. That is a very sensitive topic when we're looking at issues around welfare reform. Family budgets are already really stretched, so I know that that's not an easy thing to do. Although a lot of executive tenants would get at least some help for their rent through housing benefit. But I think in addition to rent increases, we're probably also going to have to find a way of borrowing against the housing executive stock and bringing in private finance to match that increased rental income to get the work done.
And does that need a law change, or can that be done under existing law?
No, at the moment, the housing executive are not allowed to borrow privately in the way that housing associations can. My members can go out to the banks or the bond markets, and they can get very low-cost finance over 25 or 30 years, and that allows them to match government investment to build new homes. But the housing executive don't have those freedoms. And I think that, you know, one of the biggest challenges, I think, for the next Stormont mandate, the next Northern Ireland executive after the elections, is working out what we're going to do with public housing. We're not particularly precious about any particular model. We just want to see decisions made so that we can get the money in to bring those homes all up to a good standard, because that's what the people deserve. And if we could find a way of unlocking that private investment, it could create many hundreds, if not thousands, of jobs for young people the work that's required.
Am I reading this right from you? Are you saying Stormont can't plug the gap without significantly hiking housing executive rents?
Well, in the past, one of the ways in which the housing executive rents were kept low was by the housing executive basically getting deficit grant funding, so basically a top-up from government to compensate for the low rents. That deficit grant funding is now being withdrawn. So really, the housing executive is having to really wash its face on the landlord side through its rental income alone. But as I said, because the, even a significant increase in rental income may not be enough to bring in the investment that's required, I think that it's going to require an increase in rents and some law change probably to allow the housing executive or whatever it succeeds it to borrow privately in the same way that housing associations can.
My goodness, that's a really, really interesting story. And thank you to The View, by the way. That's the View magazine, not the View television programme. But thanks to them as well, just for being alive, for bringing us the story. So increasing rents in executive houses, that'll hit what's called the working poor, surely, Cameron. You know, people who just miss out on qualifying for benefits, for example.
It could affect some of those, although, you know, obviously, those, as I said, a lot of people, probably the majority of housing executive tenants, are getting full or partial housing benefit to meet their rent. So for many tenants, I think the full cost of any increase would be met through increased housing benefit to reflect those higher rents. But yes, some tenants would have to make up the shortfall from their own resources, and I appreciate that is a big ask when household budgets are as constrained as they are. But let's look in the positive. I mean, there's also the opportunity, as I said, to create thousands of extra jobs to actually do this much needed work, to give lots of young people an opportunity to get a trade, to get into work, and really to give our kind of beleaguered construction sector a boost. Every time I'm getting a flight out in Northern Ireland, I'm seeing, you know, flight loads of construction workers going over to Glasgow or Birmingham or London to do work in GB. We really need to get those people working in Northern Ireland to revitalise our housing stock.
That's a very important issue, and one I suspect we'll hear a lot more about in the future if it starts to bite. Cameron, thank you.
Thank you.
Morning to you.